www.kamikaze-radio.de, der frischen und friedensinnigen mit freundlicher Unterstützung aus Sachsen. Hier hört Kundis Ossipangeleier live aus. Nee, Quatsch, nicht live, sondern direkt aus der Chemiefabrik in Dresden beim Power Neuer Festival. Es ist scheiße laut und ich habe den lieben, guten alten Misch hier an der Apparatur. I'm staying here at Power Neuer Festival in Dresden and I'm talking to the lovely Misch. Hello, Misch. At first, we talked, I think, it's 1 year ago about Partia. Please say something about your person. What's your name? What you doing? And why you making your own distro?
Ты говори, я тебе помогаю.
Как я запуч.
Hello, it's Mish from Minsk, and I make primitive distro and make a compilation. It's Punk Rock Without Borders.
Ну я сделал все части. Ну блин, просто зачем? Теперь я сделал все частей этой сборки и делаю зина одевайся и кое-что еще иногда организую концерт.
Mish has released 6 parts of Punk Rock Without Borders compilations, also makes his own sign in Russian language and...
6 number of his sign and primitive distro and something else.
And he has also primitive distro and your questions about it?
Okay, good question was also about your person. Okay, I said something about Misch. Misch is looking very drunken. He has long hairs, now he is laughing. He is smoking and drinking. And he is playing in Partia band from Minsk. Guitar and making vocals.
Only voice.
Now only voice. Okay. Sorry. Now only voice. Yes. That's about the person of Misch. Now, moderator, have you some questions for me?
Почему он решил сделать у меня интервью по поводу примитивного?
Why did you decide to have such interview and talking about this primitive distro?
Because I had to make a radio show. So somebody asked me, shall I make a radio show? And I say, okay, yes, I'm making this. And now I have to fill this radio show with some stupid interviews.
So what?
How many years are you making your distro?
Я думаю, что с 2002 года, когда мы типа...
He started it...
С 2001 года, когда мы ждали первую запись партии, и она появилась на кассетах, я подумал, что... Переводи чисто.
Мы started his distro in 2001, when first Partia tapes were released. And that was the first item on his distro. And
это была первая кассета с клеем, которая продавалась вместе с комплектом с клеем, которую можно было склеивать саму ленту от кассеты. И инструкции, как пользоваться.
It was a tape which
French tape
which were released also with a clue. And there was an instruction inside where how you can make it yourself. Кассету клеить или обложку?
Потому что я обрезал кассету из разных кассет, чтобы она была подлинная.
Миша cut the tape because he wanted to have the length of the tape the same as his record. So that's why it was a little bit strange, and he used glue and such instructions how to make it fit to the record.
А потом я уже начал делать как бы сборки и решил сделать как бы побольше диска.
And then he became to make his compilations and try to release in other bands, and that become his distro.
Okay. The reason why you're making your distro is about the band, to publishing the music of your band. It's correct?
Чтобы короче, причиной диска послужило то, чтобы ты хотел распространять свою группу из него. Это было причиной, правильно?
Как бы вначале у нас не было один человек, который делал диско, и
At the beginning, there were no so many distro labels in Belarus, and just one place where you can buy something. So that's
from DIY.
And that's why Mishka couldn't find another way, like to open his own label.
Okay. The name Primitive Distro. What's the reason why you said the name of your label Primitive Distro? It's deeply a reason, or it's also saying it's about underground music in Belarus.
Ну, я думаю, что это не настолько глубокая причина, что просто как бы я хотел сначала издать несколько релизов, а потом оно уже разросло в более большой диск. И поэтому, когда три релиза было, я хотел назвать примитив диск, а потом оно разросло.
When Mish Distro appeared, there were only few releases, just two or three, and he wanted just to release his band Partia and compilation, so just few items, and that's why it was called like primitive, like very very short distro, but then it became gross. Bigger and bigger, and but the name is from those time, but really it's not so small like his name.
And
many people asked Mish to help his releases their bands and so on, and Mish agreed, and that's why it became bigger, and he helps other people.
And the name of the distro become after the distro.
At the same time, but at the beginning it was small, very small distro, that's why it was called Primitive.
I think you're playing a song, of course, from your new compilation. and then we're talking again.